So voluntary euthanasia might become legal in WA next year. You would have heard the government is going to allow a conscience vote. But if it does come to pass, are you going to be able to access it everywhere? And do you feel like that will be your right? 1300 222 720 is our number. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
We ask this because the Catholic Church says that voluntary euthanasia won't be offered or allowed at any of its private hospitals or aged care homes in WA. That includes the St John of God brand as well. So we ask you, is that the right thing to do in your opinion? Or if voluntary euthanasia is legalised, should they stand aside and let it happen at their institutions as well? 1300 222 720. If you'd like to give us a call, 0437 922 720. If you prefer to text us, Reverend Dr. Joe Parkinson is the Catholic Church's spokesperson on euthanasia in WA and joins us on the program. Father Parkinson, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
I suppose the obvious question is, why won't you allow it?
Well, there are a couple of reasons, Tim. One is that we're an organisation, the Catholic Church and St John of God Healthcare in particular, are organisations that very much value the dignity of human life, and we try and protect and nurture human life, not at all cost, because we recognise that death is a natural process. But one step that we won't take is that we won't actively end a person's life. We don't believe that universal prohibition on killing should be breached. The other reason is that we believe that people should have a choice about where they're treated and how they're treated. Proponents of voluntary assisted dying say it's all about having a choice, and I acknowledge that. But that should also include a choice for people to be treated by doctors that they know won't offer them voluntary assisted dying, or to be treated in facilities where they know that won't be part of the menu of services offered. I mean, everyone knows that Catholic hospitals won't be offering this. I mean, one of the reasons people come to Catholic hospitals is they like certainty about the care that's going to be offered there. They want to choose their own doctor. They want to have a relationship with their doctor. They want to be treated by someone that they know in an environment that where they feel comfortable. I think that's a choice that people should have, and we're able to offer that choice.
But Father Joe, if people have private health insurance and they want to use a private hospital, wouldn't they expect to have this available to them?
I think if they would have private health insurance and choose to use a private hospital, there are private hospitals where this service might be available to them. And they would know that. They would also know, I mean, Catholic hospitals have been present in Western Australia for well over 100 years. People know what we stand for. That's one of the reasons people take out private health cover.
Father Joe Parkinson is our guest on the program this morning. He's the Catholic Church's spokesperson on euthanasia in WA. Father Parkinson, in terms of enforcing it, would doctors, for instance, be banned from even discussing it with patients at Catholic hospitals?
Well, we need to understand that I think it's true in all private hospitals, not just Catholic ones, that any doctors who are accredited to work in the hospital are required to sign on to the organisation's code of ethical standards, their bylaws, if you like. And so no doctors work in the St John of God system without signing on to bylaws, which have been in place for many years. So it's not a question that doctors would be banned. It is that accredited doctors know that that's not one of the services that we would offer, just as there's a small range of services that we don't offer. Of course, no hospital offers all services. People do have a choice to where they're treated and what services they'll access. So it's not really going to be a question of penalising doctors, because doctors choose freely to come and work in St John of God Healthcare.
This is always a hugely emotive issue. We've got lots of texts coming through to us on the program this morning, Father Parkinson, which I'm sure is not going to come as a surprise to you. Can I just throw this one at you? This one from Damien says, if they take government money, they must abide by legislation. Simple. That's from Damien. What would you say to Damien?
I could not agree more. I think that is absolutely true. And I presume Damien's referring to the St John of God Midland Hospital, which is the only public service that St John of God offers, at least in WA. And we need to understand the way that this works. The government purchases a range of services from St John of God Healthcare and asks them to deliver those services in Midland. The government have never asked for the St John of God to provide voluntary assisted dying. They know that that's not part of the contract that they have with St John of God. And if they want to add that to the contract, there might be a difficulty. But I agree entirely with Damien. We will provide the services that the government knows we can provide. The government are always free to look elsewhere for a service provider. But knowing all of that, they've chosen St John of God, and we're comfortable in that place.
And so, I mean, Damien obviously has a view there, and you say you agree with him, but under the contract, you can still, you know, make the decision on what services you will and won't provide. Is that the case?
No, those decisions are made before any contract is entered into. So the government knows ahead of time what it's getting, and they knew ahead of time what services St John of God would be offering, would be able to offer at Midland, and they chose to go with St John of God. So if there's an issue there, it's probably an issue that the government needs to address.
Right, and but there still seems to be a lot of public support for this legislation. There was a poll in the paper over the weekend. It said 86% of people want these laws to get through. Are you concerned that the Catholic Church might be caught on the wrong side of history on this, that maybe they'll be seen as being behind the times?
No, I think you'll find that the prohibition on one person killing another goes way back in history, long before any church, long before any government. It's a basic fundamental human arrangement that provides us with safety and security in social groups. It's served us for millennia. The proposition now is that a government can safely legislate a breach in that prohibition. That's really untested. I'm not convinced that that can be done safely. I'm not convinced that it should be attempted because, as the bishops say in their statement, a government that says it can legislate a breach in this prohibition must accept that a future government can widen the breach. And this legislated bracket creep is a fact of life in other jurisdictions. We must acknowledge, as the proponents of VAD do in this state, that it is also on the agenda for the VAD debate here. So I think we need to go into this with our eyes open. We can't go into this naively, thinking that this is a simple issue that can be fixed simply. This is an extremely complex issue. And voluntary assisted dying is not the right answer.
So I suppose sticking with palliative care, which is your preferred option, I'm guessing here, Father Parkinson, are you comfortable with the standards of palliative care that we have in WA at the moment?
Palliative care is not an option in the sense that, take it or leave it. It's something that everyone has a right to and should be provided to everyone. The bishops make a strong argument that palliative care should be made accessible to everyone in the state, including people in rural and remote regions. And it worries me that the government have invested a great deal of time and energy and presumably dollars in promoting the voluntary assisted dying part of the parliamentary inquiry's recommendations. But I haven't heard a peep from government about palliative care. What kind of audit are they conducting to accurately assess the gaps in care? What kind of work are they doing around making sure that we have sufficient training places for palliative care physicians? What plans do they have in place to improve what is widely recognised, and I think the parliamentary inquiry acknowledged, that Western Australia has the worst access to palliative care of any state in Australia. So we're well behind the game here. And the state government, I think, needs to acknowledge that, the parliamentary inquiry made a number of recommendations about palliative care. We haven't seen any movement on that. We've only seen movement on this one issue.
Reverend Dr. Joe Parkinson, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jim.
That is the Reverend Dr. Joe Parkinson, who is the Catholic Church's spokesperson on euthanasia in WA. We've had loads of calls coming in to the program. Let's start with Dr. Omar Korshid, who is the president of the Australian Medical Association here in WA. Dr. Korshid, good morning.
Good morning, Quinn.
What did you make of the comments that you just heard?
Look, that's a completely understandable response from our Catholic hospital sector. We're very aware of their strong views in areas like this, and it's no different to the prohibitions on abortion and some of the birth control operations that are already in effect in Catholic hospitals. And the reality is that the rest of our system can look after people. The point I really wanted to make, though, this morning was that there is this misconception in the community that voluntary-assisted dying is going to be something that we can all access at end of life, you know, no matter what the circumstances. If we become, demented, if we get very, very sick and in the last days of life. But actually, that's where palliative care is really the only option, because for most of us, we might be in a position to make a decision. So the 86% community support is because we're asking the wrong question. And we've got to remember that where safe voluntary-assisted dying exists in the world, it's around about 1% of people. I think the key message is that for people in the community that everything they need at the end of life, if they're really, really sick and in hospital, will continue to be available in all hospitals, public hospitals, private hospitals, Catholic hospitals. And if you're one of the very few people that if these laws go through and you need help, you'll be able to access that in a different way. You'll be able to go to, you know, have it done in your home or in another facility. It won't need to be done in a Catholic hospital, and you won't be missing out on appropriate care.
So just to clarify, Dr. Korshid, if the question of do you support voluntary euthanasia is wrong, what is the question we should be asking people?
Well, I think as Father Parkinson said, it's a complex issue. So do I support the idea of having control at my end of life? Absolutely. I would want that for myself and for everybody I know. But am I concerned about breaking that line and crossing that boundary that we haven't crossed in millennia of human civilization? Yes, I am, and there's no doubt that there will be there'll be complications. There'll be unlawful deaths. We've already seen somebody jailed in Australia in the last month for assisting the suicide of someone else, his partner or his wife, in order to get access to her insurance policy. It's a complex area, and we need to tread very, very carefully. And really, that's the challenge ahead for government and for the panel, the expert panel that are looking into the legislation, is to make sure they can propose legislation that's very safe. And then it's really going to be up to our parliamentarians to represent us and look after us as a community and to make the call as to whether we go down this path or not.